Lesson 23, Silence in Action. In this lesson, we're looking at Mishnah Yud Zayin, the 16th Mishnah of Pirkei Avot in Perek Aleph, Chapter 1. Mishnah Yud Zayin. Shimon ben Omer. Shimon, his son, says, Kol yemei gudalti bein ha-chachamim. All my days I've been raised among the sages. Velo matzati leguf tov ela shtika. And I've not found anything better for oneself than silence. Lo hamidrash hu aikar. Study is not the essential thing, ela hamaaseh, but rather practice. V'chol hamarbeh hadvarim mevichet. And all who multiply their words bring on sin. Shimon is the son of Rabban Gamliel, the sage of our last Mishnah. He opens this Mishnah with a remarkable saying, especially for a rabbi to proclaim. Velo matzati leguf tov ela shtika, and I have not found anything better for oneself than silence. Rabbinic Judaism is essentially a scholarly tradition. It tends to revere holy words and ideas, not silence. And yet, here we see a clear recognition that not only is silence essential, but there is nothing better for oneself. Actually, a literal translation would be, I have not found anything good for a body except silence. It doesn't say good for the mind or good for the soul, as one might expect, but good for the body. Why? There's a parable that can help to understand this. Once there was a prisoner who was serving time for some crime. The family of the prisoner hired the best lawyer to appeal the case and get the prisoner released early. The only problem was the prisoner had become used to prison and wasn't motivated to cooperate with the lawyer in any way. So, before the lawyer could begin arguing with the courts to reopen the case, she first had to convince the prisoner how great it would be to get released. She laid out all the benefits of freedom to the prisoner. You get to come and go as you please and travel wherever you want. You get to choose what to eat, where to live, what work you want to do. You get to see the people you want to see, and so on. Eventually, the prisoner was convinced. The case was successfully appealed, and the prisoner was released. On the day he was released, his mind was focused on all the benefits he would get from being free. But once he actually left the prison and walked outside, an unexpected and indescribable feeling came upon him. The feeling had nothing to do with all the different benefits of freedom. It was the feeling of freedom itself, of just walking around and being in the world without the prison. That sense of being free, he realized, was greater than all the benefits combined, yet it couldn't really be described. The lawyer couldn't have used it in her argument to convince the prisoner how great freedom would be because it couldn't be described or quantified. And in fact, the lawyer didn't even know the feeling herself because the lawyer had never been in prison, and so she never fully appreciated the feeling of freedom. My friends, meditation has many quantifiable benefits: less stress, more calm, greater health, all benefits for your body. And before you really experience inner silence in a significant way, knowledge of those benefits might be the main thing that motivates you. But sooner or later, you experience the silence itself. You experience the spiritual freedom of direct, intimate connection with reality, without the interface of words, constantly framing and narrating everything. Then you're like the prisoner who walks out of prison for the first time and feels the absence of the prison. But as long as the thinking mind reigns supreme, there's no awareness that the mind is the problem. You think reality is the problem. You think that if only this or that thing in the world would change, everything would be better. And while of course it's true that we can and do change things externally to make life better, the most important element of our own experience, moment to moment, is the movement of our minds and the way the mind narrates reality rather than reality itself. But when you fall into the silence that's beyond your thinking mind, into the conscious presence from which all thought springs, there's a profound freedom that's beyond all the quantifiable benefits. When that happens, the rest of the Mishnah becomes clear. Lo hamidrash hu ha'ikar. Study is not the essential thing. Ela hama'aseh, but rather practice. V'chol hamarbe hadvarim mevichet, and all who multiply their words bring on sin. The point is that words of spiritual teachings have a purpose. They're there to point you to the wisdom that comes from silence, not to keep you trapped in words and concepts. This is most obvious in the practice of chanting, where the invitation of the words is to go beyond their meaning and into your silent presence through the devotional repetition of the sounds. So let's do that now. Let's chant the words, Lo metzati leguf tov ela shtika. I have not found anything better for oneself than silence. Lo matsati means I have not found. Matsati is I found, lo is not. Say lo matsati. Leguf tov literally means good for a body. Tov is good, leguf means for a body. Say, leguf tov. Ela shtika means accept silence. Ela is accept, shtika is silence. Say, ela shtika. The melody goes like this. Lo matzati leguf tov, elashtika, elashtika. Let's sing. Lo matzati leguf tov, elashtika, elashtika. So let's take a moment to prepare for meditation, finding a comfortable but alert position, seated or standing or lying down or walking. And take a few nice deep breaths, bringing awareness into your body and relaxing your muscles. And bringing your hand to your heart, chanting Lecha for you. Lecha. And hand down to your belly, filling your body, saturating your body with awareness, chanting Naase. Naase. And bring your hand up, touching your fingers to your forehead, aware of the awareness. Venishma, Venishma, and kiss your fingers. And having in mind that these words are happening within the space of your awareness, which is essentially silence, let the words soothe and still your mind, leading you into the silence that we will enter fully in the meditation. Lo matzati leguf tov ela shtika. I have not found anything better for oneself than silence. Lo matzati leguf tov ela shtika, ela shtika. Lo matzati leguf tov Elashtika, Elashtika, Lo Matzati Leguf Tov, Elashtika, Elashtika, Lo Matzati Leguf Tov. Elashtika, Elashtika, Lo Matzati Leguf Tov. Elashtika, Elashtika, Lo Matzati Leguf Tov. Elashtika, Elashtika, Hey, Lo Matzati Leguf Tov. Elashtika, Elashtika, Hey, Lo Matzati Leguf Tov. Elashtika, Elashtika, Lo Matzati Leguf Tov. Elashtika, Elashtika, Lo Matzati Leguf Tov. Elashtika, Elashtika. And coming to stillness, bringing to mind, it is now, you are the now, you are the one, you are the divine, the now is divine, Atahu. Atahu. And take a nice deep breath, coming from stillness back into movement with awakening the three centers, bringing your hand to your heart, chanting Lecha. Lecha. And bringing your hand down to your belly, embodying your awareness in your physical form. Na'ase. Na'ase. And bring your hand up, touching your fingers to your forehead, aware of awareness. Venishma. Venishma. And as you come back into your activity, remembering that the fullness of the background of all of your experience is this radiant, limitless silence, and allowing yourself to fall as deeply as you can and as often as you can into this silence, letting this silence come and speak through you and act through you and think through you in all that you do. And now, gratitude for the teachings and the lineage. Ah, Yisrael, Val Rabbanan, Val Tamidei Hon, Val Tamidei, Tamidei Hon. Upon Israel and upon the teachers and their students and all the students of their students. Ve'a kol mandias king boraita, diva atra hadein, ve'diva chol atar ve'atar. And upon all who engage in the learning of the sacred wisdom, here or anywhere else. Yehe lechon ulechon shlama rabbe chin avichis davarachamin vechayin arichin umezon erevichhe afarkana min kadam avahon divishamaya va'ara. May they and you have abundant peace, grace, kindness, compassion, long life, ample nourishment on all levels, and salvation from all dangers from before the one reality that fills heaven and earth.